The words genetic disorder do not typically sound good, but this is a genetic disorder I want.
Okay.
There's a 74-year-old lady in Scotland, and she has gone through her life without the ability to feel pain or fear.
What?
She has congenital analglasia, I think is how you pronounce it, and it's some kind of genetic mutation or disorder that affects the nervous system. She can't feel pain. How awesome would it be to not feel pain?
It sounds like her nervous system might be chronically regulated.
Or just something, or it doesn't work at all. I don't know.
It has to work at some capacity.
It made me think, what feeling would you, if you could delete a feeling from your life, what feeling would you delete from your life? 601-995-1017. There's so many that I feel like I could get rid of. Because you could potentially get rid of sadness. That would be great, right? Never feel sadness. But what if you could never feel hunger?
That's not even on the docket for me of things to choose. Yeah, I feel like as much as, I don't want to develop an eating disorder.
You wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. You would set an alarm and it would be like, okay, at 8, what?
I don't know. That still feels very tiptoe. I don't know. To me, that would feel like too much of a slippery slope.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like if I was just never hungry.
It's so weird too, because I was just thinking about this the other day. I had gotten a paper cut and it hurt and I was super annoyed. And I was like, why do we even have to feel pain? Like, what is the point? And I was like, well, the point is, evolution says that, if I was out in the wilderness fighting for my life and I step on something sharp and it slices my foot open, I need to be alerted to the fact that now my foot is sliced open. Like, it is a good thing that it's like, hey, you need to deal with this.
So you wouldn't delete pain from your life?
I don't know. It does sound good, though.
Nick says, I would delete anxiety.
Yeah, that might be the one for me.
But I'm wondering if that's because this lady says she can't feel fear. I mean, fear and anxiety are kind of a similar feeling,
they
right?
They go together, yeah.
So I wonder if she doesn't have any anxiety whatsoever.
Oh, it must be so nice.
I know.
That must be so nice.
What feeling would you delete? It could be an emotion. It could be a physical feeling like pain or hunger. But call and let us know what feeling you would like to delete from your life forever. Sarah has a suggestion. She says that lady and others with that disorder should be spies. If they're ever caught, foreign countries couldn't use the typical strategies to get information out of them. That would be a great job.
That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. What else could you do if you didn't feel fear whatsoever? What other job could you do?
You could certainly go on any of those reality-based competitions, like whenever Fear Factor was a thing. Uh-huh. You could have done that. You could do Survivor. Like, any of those competitions where you could use or win money overcoming your fears, you wouldn't have to overcome anything. That would be an easy money grab.
It's so funny because my mind went to they could work on power lines and stuff if they're not afraid of anything or if they don't feel fear or feel pain. Well, working on power lines would be real good if you didn't feel pain. You know what I mean?
That is a good point.
You could be battery powered at that point. I wouldn't feel the pain.
Did figure out the ultimate feeling to delete though.
What?
Tiredness.
That's a really good one.